Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, the top line on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, and we're in the middle of a series of questions that are relevant to Chazaka, and the Gemara continues with the seventh scenario. Ze'oim Mishalav Esai, Ve'ze'oim Mishalav Esai. If Reuven claims that the property belongs to my father, Shimon also claims that this property belonged to my family. Hai Aisi Sadi Davosahi, and Reuven brings Edim that this property belonged to his family. V'hai Aisi Sadi Da'ochli Shnei Chazaka. Then, although Shimon did not have Edim that this property belonged to his father, however, he brought Edim that he actually used the Sada for all the proper years of Chazaka, and he used it for at least 3 years. Amar Rabban, Rabba states, Mali L'Shaker, since Shimon has a Raya and he has Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, and he has a Chazaka, therefore Shimon has a right to this property because he has a Migu, Ibaya Amalei, Minach Zevinta, Ve'achati Shnei Chazaka, that since if Shimon wanted a lie, he could have stated a better lie, and he could have said that I bought this Sada from Reuven, and I already used the Sada for 3 years, and he would have been believed because he has Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years. Therefore, we should now believe Shimon's Taina that he actually owned his property because his father and his family owned his property before him and he yashin the property. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei Abaya, that Bishas Maisa, Abaya, who is the Talmud of Rabbah, turned to his Rebbe Rabbah and he said, Mali L'Shaka B'Makam Edim Le'aminan, that we don't say such a Migul as it's a Migul B'Makam Edim. And the reason why it's a Migul B'Makam Edim is since Reuven already brought Edim that his family owned his property, therefore we can't believe Shimon that his family owned his property, as that would be going against the Edim that stated that Reuven's family owned his property. And even though Shimon has a migu, the migu should not work. And Rashbam adds, "V'gam haChazaka in a klum," and the fact that Shimon has Edim that he actually used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore it seems that Shimon should have a Chazaka, that doesn't work for Shimon either. So she'inim ataina ki im taina sheka, because it's based on a Chazaka she'inim ataina. As although it's true that Shimon came with Chazaka she. As he claimed that his family owned his property, however, Lemaisa, we now know that that's not true, since Edim testified that Reuven's family owned his property. And Rashbam states, and we hold like Abaya, that even in our case, we say that it's a Migu B'Makam Edim, and Migu B'Makam Edim Le'aminon, so Rabba Hoidloi K'nemuchach V'Azol, and as we will see in a moment, that Rabba Paskin like Abaya, and the Nemuch Yosef explains the basis for the Machlik is between Rabba and Abaya, as although generally, of course, Rabba agrees that we don't say Migu Makam Edim. However, in our case, Haylav Migu Makam Edim Mamish Hu, that Rabba felt it's not Mamish a case of Migu Makam Edim, Shrei Afal Pishim Edim Shu Shalav Esav, that even though Reuven has Edim that testified that this field belonged to Reuven's family, however, Enem Edim Shalai Makro Esav Elam, that certainly these Edim are not testifying that Reuven's family never sold their property, the Efshe Shalav Esav Shalzeh Kano Esav Mehen, and it is possible that Shimon's family bought this property from Reuven's family, and therefore Rabba felt that it's not considered. However, the Nemuchah Yosef continues, Abaya Omar and Abaya held the Havi B'Makam Edim Mamish. In this case, it is considered Migu B'Makam Edim Mamish. Vaday Hai Kedaton V'Omar Shalav Esai, that certainly when Reuven claimed that this field belonged to my family, Ba'ilun Kama, he meant that it belonged to my family previously and continues to belong to my family. Demloy came my Kama'ara, as if this is not his claim, then what is Reuven's Taino, and why is he being Ma'ara against Shimon, and why is he protesting that this field belongs to him if his family sold the property? And I didn't taste the Maskal Mali Lashaka B'Makam Edim Le'aminon. We taste his ears, Tamil Rashba, and my Havi B'Makam Edim. Why is this considered a Migu B'Makam Edim? Name Mashal Vesef Hosayyam Echad. Let us say that Shimon Kataina, that this field belonged to my family for one day. My family bought it from your family, the Tainali Yerish, and we know that we're Tainali Yerish. And we shall believe Shimon by the fact that he says that my family lived in the Sada for one day. As if Shimon wanted a lie, he could have said that he bought it directly from Reuven. And in Taisis, we use the same svara as Nemuchah Yosef regarding Shimon's family. Taisis explains, as when Shimon claims that this field belonged to my family, he meant to say that it always belonged to my family. Mepashas, this loshin does not mean to say that my family bought it at some previous time, until Shimon would explicitly state that his family bought this property. Agamar continues, Hoda Amalei, that at that point, Rabba actually agreed to Abaya, and therefore he was going to say that Mali L'Shakar B'Makam Edim Le'aminon, and therefore Shimon will lose the property, and Reuven would have a right to the property. And once Shimon saw that he was about to lose the property, so Shimon wanted to amend his claim, and Shimon therefore stated, in Da Vosechi, that really it belonged to Reuven's family, Vizavati Minayu, I purchased this Sada directly from Reuven's family, behind the Amalach Da Vosei, and why did I originally say that it belonged to my family, the Samu Chialoa Kedavase, that since I already bought the Sada from Reuven's family, and I already used the Sada for 3 years, and I had a Chazakah, therefore I was Soymich, that it's considered my Sada, just like it was in my family for the longest time. And as Rashbam states, the Samu Chialoa Kedavase, Hayisi Soymich Umuftach Al Kakazu, Ki Ilhi Shalabaisai, Lefishach Zakri Babashufi Uva Edim, Vikinisim Abisecha. The Gemara will now have a question, Tayin Mechaz Vatayin, Ayin Tayin Mechaz Vatayin, that would we say that since Shimon already made an original claim and he wants to now amend his claim that he could still do so, or do we say that Lemaisa, since he originally said a different claim, so he can't go and amend that claim? And Rashbam points out that certainly the Gemara understood that no one would say that a person could make a claim in Bezdin and then completely change his claim and try to be Oikul Gamri Dvar Marushainim and completely uproot his original claim. However, our Gemara's question is specifically in a case where Shimon tries to be Misakin Dvar Marushainim and tries to explain his original words. For example, in our scenario, where Shimon originally stated that this field belonged to his family, and he now comes back and he explains that even though I said that it originally belonged to my family, I didn't really mean that, and I really meant that I feel so secure that I own this property as if it was in my family for a long time. And it's in this specific scenario that we have Machlekes, as Ula Amar Toyin V'Chayz V'Toyin, as Ula hold that Shimon can amend his original claim. However, Nadoy Emri, Eini Toyin V'Chayz V'Toyin, that the people in the Yeshiva Nadoy, they stated that a person cannot go and claim something and then amend their claim, even though they're not being Seisa Dvarim Rishaynim and they're only being Misakin Dvarim Rishaynim. And as Rashbam states in Dibur Maschil, Ula Amat Toyin V'Chayz V'Toyin, Toyin B'Bezdin Mashu Reitza, that Shimon could be Toyin whatever he wants in Bezdin, V'Chayz Acharkein Litin Dvarim Achim, Litaris Dvarim Rishaynim, where it's going to be Mataris, his original words, Afal Pisha Machishim Ksas, and even though in some manner he's contradicting his original words, Kizeh Shechaz V'Tarin Haida Amad Avasei, the Samach Allah Kedavasei. The Gemara continues, Maydi Ula, Hecha Da Amalei Shalavaisai, Velei Shalavisecha, De Ene Tayin V'Chayz V'Tayin, that certainly Ula is Maydi Tanadai, that one cannot be Tayin V'Chayz V'Tayin, in a case where Shimon said that it belongs to my family, and it never belonged to your family, and certainly in that case, he would not be able to be Tayin V'Chayz V'Tayin, and certainly he would not be able to say that what I meant to say is that I bought it from you, as certainly since he said that it never belonged to your family, and therefore it's as if Shimon is actually stating that it never belonged to Reuven's family, and as Rashbam says, Sharei Oikel Gamri Dvar Mirushainim, as in this case, Shimon is trying to be Oikel his original claim, and he's not only amending the claim, and therefore certainly Ulu would agree to Nadoi that Shimon cannot be Chayzu Magid, and he can't be Toyin V'Chayzu V'Toyin. The Gemara continues that Ulu is also Maidu to Nadoi, that Hechad HaBekai Beidin of Loitain, that if Shimon is standing in Bezdin, and he didn't actually say this claim, and he didn't want to amend the claim, and V'Asim Avroi, and then he went outside V'Toyin, and then he comes back into Bezdin, and then he tainis and he says, I want to amend my claim, and instead of saying that it was my father's, I want to explain that what I meant to say, that I really bought it from Reuven, that certainly Ula agrees to Nadar, that in a place of a toyin, that Shimon cannot amend his claim, and my timing was the reason, Aminam, because we say, Tanose Agmere, that it must be that when Shimon left the courthouse, he met a friend or a relative, and they told him what to claim, and they told him to lie, and to say that what he meant to say is that I actually bought it from Reuven, and that's why I said it was Shalavasai. And as Rashbam states, Tanose Agmere Oyevav V'Krayvav, and Rabbeinu Geshem states, Tanose Agmere Shal Sheker. And Ritva points out that although Agamara states that this is only when Shimon actually left the courthouse and then came back, however, Zakir Ritva, Umay Da'amba B'may Da'nafik Levroi, that even though the Gemara seemed to say that it's only once Shimon leaves the court, Uadin Imreinu Shadiba B'fnim Imishah Yachal Lamitainas, that certainly if Shimon would actually speak with someone that would be able to give him these tainas while he's still in the courthouse, then we would also say that Shimon cannot be toyin v'chayz v'toyin. And the only point of the Gemara, Lefi the Ritva, is that once Shimon goes outside, then even if we didn't see that Shimon actually met up with one of his kravim or one of his friends, that we would still say that he can't be toyin v'chayz v'toyin. And Ritva continues and states, "Umekayin hayinira." And from here, I see shloi hoylem lebezin lizba l'shum adam sheyamid toyin litam b'shvilai zulosi atayin sheyamid baladava ba'atzmai. Then those days, Bezdin did not let a toyin come to Bezdin and be involved in the court case and be able to give claims to the Baldava, and the only one that could actually make claims was Baldava by himself, in order that they don't teach him to say a lie, and certainly the Dayanim have to be careful to make sure that people aren't lying in Bezdin. The Gemara continues that although Nadoi stated that a person cannot be toyin v'chayz v'toyin, even in a case where he's only trying to be misakin dvarim rishaynim, however Nadoi is moida, hechad amalei shlavei Certainly in a case where Shimon wants to amend his claim, and he wants to claim that although I originally said that it belonged to my father, I didn't mean to say that it always belonged to my family, and I meant to say that my father bought this sada from your family, and therefore he's actually agreeing to the Edom, and he's saying that although the Edom are testifying that Reuven's family owned this property, however my family bought it afterwards from Reuven's family. In this case, Shimon is only explaining his words and not changing his words at all, and therefore even Nadoi would agree that Shimon could be toyin v'chayz v'toyin. As Rashbam states, the ina ikud varvim shenim klal ala moisiv aleim v'kimin dehichzik b'shol shonim, and since Shimon actually had a chazak of shol shonim, mekmin ala biyade, the chazak sheishim matayni has now he turned into a case of a chazak sheishim matayna, the malu l'shakei diboy amma minach savinte v'chat shnei chazaka, and it's not a bigo b'vakim edim, therefore ki amma nami shal avaysai, when Shimon makes a claim that it belonged to my family, shalachum avisecha, as they purchased it from your family, mehemin, Shimon is believed, that the Ri had a suffix, then in this case, the Ri was misupik, that let's say Shimon went out of Bezin and then came back to Bezin and he said that what I meant when I said that it belonged to my family, I meant to say that my family bought it from your family. Would Shimon be believed, or would we say that Lemaisa, since he went outside, it must be that Tanase Agmere, that is Oivav Vir Krevav, taught him a Taina Shel Sheker? And although this is a suffix to the Ri, however, the Rashba states specifically, Vedafik B'lay Nafik Lebra, the only time that Dari agrees that you could be Tain V'chayz V'tayin is only in a case where Shimon didn't go outside. However, once Shimon leaves Bezdin, B'chay Gavna Chayshina Dilma Tanase Agru, that certainly would be Chayshish, that maybe someone told Shimon to lie and to say this claim, even though it wasn't true, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with the second example, where Nadoi would be Moida, that someone could be Tain V'chayz V'tayin. As the Gemara teaches us, V'hechad Ishtoi Mili Avroi L'Bezdin V'loi Tain, then let's say Reuven is actually speaking to Shimon outside of Bezdin, and Reuven claims to Shimon that I own this sada. Shimon says to Reuven that I own this sada, as my family always owned this sada, and even if he said that not only did my family own this sada, but your family never owned this sada, but us lebedin of a tain, and then Shimon comes into Bezdin and he actually changes his claim and he says that I actually bought this sada from Reuven. Certainly in this scenario, the chayz of a tain, Shimon could completely change his taina, and even if it won't be misakin dvarim mishenim and will actually be machish his original claim, he could do so. The Gemara explains my time and what is the reason, because of an inish delay megali tanase el lebedina, that certainly it's normal for people that are outside Bezdin not to want to tell the adversary what their claims will be in Bezdin, and certainly it makes sense that Shimon would actually say a different claim outside of Bezdin than his actual claim, and therefore we say that this is not a case of toyin v'chayz v'toyin, and certainly even Adai agrees that Shimon could go into Bezdin and make any claim that he wants. As Rashbam explains, the megali tanase shalei rabim mehem mishich negdai, that his litigant shouldn't actually find out his tainus, as Shimon understands that if he does so, then Ru will be able to prepare for his case and he'll come up with his responses to Shimon's tainus. And Rashbam states, however, he qualifies this din and he states, this is only when Shimon makes up some claim outside of Bezin and he's speaking with the litigant or someone else, and there aren't Edom in that area. But certainly if Shimon is speaking to Reuven and the outside of Bezdin, but in front of Edim, and Shimon says to Reuven that I owe you $100, then certainly since Shimon was made to Reuven in front of Bezdin, then certainly Shimon owes this money to Reuven, and Vishuv Eini Yachalichba Bebezdin, and Shimon would no longer be able to be kaif for this claim in Bezdin and would not be able to retract. And potentially the only way that this would be an issue is only if Reuven or Shimon would say to the Edim, Atam Edai, but if he didn't say so, then it could be that Shimon could still claim Mishata Nibach, and I didn't mean this seriously. And it seems from Rashbam that this is only in a case where Shimon actually says that he owes money to Reuven in front of Edom. But if there would be a case where Shimon would actually say his tainus that he will actually make in Bezdin, and he says so in front of Edom, that potentially in that case, Shimon would still be able to be Chayzah and would be able to change his claim in Bezdin, and he could still be Chayzah B'tayin, and the reason still applies. Ovid Inish, Dolei Megali Tanase El Lebedina. The Gemara continues that although we just saw that his machlek is between Ula and Adai, however, Amameima stated, I come from Nada, Visfirili, and I still hold like Ula that the Tayin v'chayz v'tayin, that in a case where you only be Misakin Dvarim Rishonim, that you could be Chayz v'tayin, the Hilchasa Tayin v'chayz v'tayin, and the Gemara Paskins like Ula and Amema in a case where it is only a Tikkun Dvarim Rishonim, even though there's some sort of Achosha and Yibachishim Ksas, that you could still be Tayin v'chayz v'tayin. And the Gemara continues with this eighth scenario. scenario, Zeli Mishalabisa Vachatishne Chazaka, Vizeli Mishalabisa Vachatishne Chazaka, that if a woman comes to Bezdin and says that this Sada belonged to my family, and I also used this Sada for more than 3 years, and I have a Chazaka, and Shimon made the same claim, and he claimed that this Sada belonged to my family, and I used the Sada for the same 3 years, and I created a Chazaka in this Sada, and Hai Aisisadi Davasihi Vachlishne Chazaka, Reuven actually went out and he found Edom that testified that this field belonged to his family. And the same Edom say that he used the Sada for 3 years. And for example, the Edom testified that Reuven used the Sada for year one, year two, and year three. And Shimon only has Edom that he used the Sada for the same 3 years that Reuven has Edom that he used the Sada. And for example, Shimon brought Edom that Shimon used the Sada in year one, year two, and year three. However, Shimon doesn't have any Edom that testify that it belonged to Shimon's family. In this case, that since we have two sets of Edom that are mimachish each other, as Reuven's Edom as well as Shimon's Edom, taina, that Reuven as well as Shimon used this Sada for the 3 years, and they said that they used it the same years, in year one, year two, and year three, therefore certainly neither pair of Edom, I believe, been negated a testimony about the years of Chazaka. And Lemaisa, at this point, we're only left with the testimony of Reuven's Edom, this field belonged to Reuven's family, and therefore, since Reuven is the Marakama, so Reuven would win the Sada, and Shimon would have to vacate the Sada. And as Rashbam states, Amar Nachman, Edis Dachila Batla, the Uke Edis Shalchila, Keneged Edis Shnea Shalchila, Vare Mechishin Zazer, Abbe Edis Davosad, Leis Rachsha, Edus and Kayamis, Umekmin and Biyade. The Gemara continues that Amalei Rava, who was the Talmud of Rav Nachman, actually responds to Rav Nachman, but Edis Mocheshesi, Lemaisa, since these two Edim actually were saying each other, so therefore one of these sets of Edim are certainly lying, and certainly that pair of Edim would be Pasul Le'edus, and we can't believe any of that testimony forever. And since we can't determine if it was Reuven or Shimon's set of Edim that were lying, therefore their complete testimony should be Batal. And even though Reuven's Edim testified that Reuven's family owned this Kaka, Reuven's Edim should not be believed, and we should now be at a stalemate. And Ayin Rashbam on Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez, and therefore the din would be that Kol Olam Gavar. However, Ayin Ritva, and the Ritva states, the Kivan Shekain to have a commander Lesei, the Arahecha de Kaimotekum. Gemara continues that Amalei, Rav Nachman responds to Rabba, Nihidis Rachash Bachilasa, even though it's true that Reuven and Shimon's Edim will makish each other, certainly we can't listen to any of the Hagadis Edis regarding Achilush Nechazaka. However, Bavosim is Rachash, that certainly Reuven's Edim were not Mukhash and were not contradicted regarding the testimony that Reuven's family owned his Kaka, and therefore they're still going to be believed. As the Rashbam states at the top of Lamed Aleph Mabez, Edis Shalvasa Kaimu, Vakol Moedim Boy, and Tzarek Bia, what Rashbam is trying to add in when he states Vakol Moedim Boy. The Gemara continues that we just saw a machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman as to the status of two sets of Edim that contradicted each other, and therefore the Gemara states, Leimu Rav Rav Nachman, Bepluchta Rav Huna Rav Chizkia Mifli. Let us say that the machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman is similar to the machlekes that we have between Rav Huna Rav Chizkia, the Idma, as we learned, Beis Ki Te Edim HaMekisha Zuazu, that there are two sets of Edim that contradicted each other, and therefore we know that one of these pairs of Edim are certainly lying and are certainly puzzle Edis, and Rav Huna, Zu Baba Fnei Atzma Me'ida, Vizu Baba Fnei Atzma Me'ida, and Rav Huna holds that each set of Edim could come together and still testify regarding other testimonies, as Lemaisa, even though we have a suffix as to which pair of Edim are puzzle, but ultimately each set of Edim still individually have a Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore if each set of Edim come independently and they testify in Bezdin regarding a separate matter, then they would be believed. And Ayin Rashbam at the top of the Amid, HaMachisha Zu Azu Be'edis Achas, and for example, Kagoyin, She'idu Shnayim, Pliny Lovim and Pliny Mona, that two Edim came and testified that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, V'shnayim Eichayim Achisha V'amru, and the other two Edim came and they contradicted these Edim, and they said, Le Lovim Menu Klum, that certainly Reuven did not borrow $100 from Shimon, as on the day that you testified that Reuven borrowed this money from Shimon, Hoyu Mona Haleva Kalei Seyayim, that Reuven was with us the entire day, Le Lovim Mishum Adam Klum, and he didn't borrow any money from anyone, and this type of edus and this type of contradiction, the Torah did not believe the second pair more than the first. Ela be'edus hazama, and the only time that the Torah is mechadish that dintas that we believe the second edim and the second pair more than the first pair of edim is only kagoyin shem edim ala edim atzmam, that the second pair of edim actually testified regarding the edim themselves. And they testify imanu yisim b'makom pleni, that we were with the edim in this place. It's impossible that they saw that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Shimon, as we know that they weren't in the same town as Reuven. For example, where the Edom testified that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon in city A, and meanwhile a second set of Edom come and testify that this set of Edom were together with us in city B, and it's impossible that he saw that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon in city A. And Rashbam states that Rav Huna holds that Zu Bava Fnei Atzma Me'ida B'Shar Edish Ba'ilam in other testimonies, the Lenech Zekeret B'Psul Misafik, and we keep in Machzik that these set of Edom are Pasul Misafik, V'Zu Bava Be'Edis Acheres, Aval Echem Mikatzu V'Echem Mikatzu. However, Rav Huna is also teaching us that if one of the Edom from Pier A wants to testify together with one of the Edom of Pier B, that certainly Emet Staff and Le'Edis Achas, they can't be Mitzaref to one Edis, to Echem Impossible Bavadai, as certainly one of these two Edom are Pasul, the Inkan Al Chatz Edis, and therefore it would only be like they had one aid, and it would be Chatz Edis. The Tam Rav Huna Mishum the Uki Gavra Achazokei V'Loi Tafsilanu Misafik, and L'Chir it seems that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, as Rav Nachman just taught us that even though these Edis will machish each other, as to which one of these people actually made a chazak in this field, and therefore we would still believe this pair of Edim. And certainly it seems that Rav Nachman holds exactly like Rav Huna. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chista Oma Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lumli, and Rav Chista argues on Rav Huna, and he holds that we can't listen to these Edim at all, and even regarding a completely different set of facts and different testimony. And as Rashbam states, the Uki Mimayna Chazake, Shema Edim Psulim, then we have to be concerned that these Edom that are now testifying are the Edom that are Pasul, and therefore we may be taking away money from someone, Shalei Kedin, and we have to leave the money in its status quo, and we follow the Cheskes Mammon and not necessarily the Cheskes Gavra of the Edom. And clearly it seems that Rav Chista is going like the Shita of Rava, that since these Edom were Edom Mucheshes, therefore they are Pasul Lagamri. And the Gemara now states, let us say that Rav Nachman who said, and although these Edom were Huchish, however he still says, we still believe the Edim regarding their testimony as to Reuven's family owning the Sada, and it seems that Rav Nachman is going like the Shita Rav Huna. And let's say Rav Chista, that since Rav stated that these Edim are Pasul Gamri, therefore he seems to be holding like Rav Chista and not like Rav Huna. And the Gemara responds, Loi, that is not necessarily true, as I leave it to Rav Chista Kuli Amalei Pligi, that's certainly correct regarding Rav Chista, and as Rashi says, Kuli Amalei Pligi Loi Makal Echad and Nosvili Rav Chista, that certainly Rav Nachman and Rav cannot both say that we hold like Rav Chista, the Bad Rav Nachman Lisvir like Rav Chista, as certainly Rav Nachman cannot hold like Rav Chista, the Rav Chista Afilu Be'edis Acheres Ba'alma Paisel, that since Rav Chista says that since his Edis were Mucheshes, therefore they are not going to be trusted even regarding other Edis and other cases, and therefore Koshkin Be'edis Tavasa Shehuchushua Edim Machila Ba'isa Edis Shehoisa Kaka, and therefore certainly Rav Chista would say the same then in a case where the Edim were testifying regarding one Maisa and regarding one property, and they said two Edis. Number one, they said that Reuven's family owned this property, and number two, they stated that Reuven actually used this property for the years of Chazaka, and once they were Huchish, but in Gea, this Haggadah itself, then certainly we would say that the Edis are Pasul, and they would not be believed, but in Gea, Edis Avasa, and therefore, by the fact Rav Nachman actually stated that they believed, but in Gea, the Edis of Avasa, so clearly we see that Rav Nachman doesn't hold like the Shita of Rav Chista, and as we stated, certainly Rava will be going like the Shita of Rav Chista, and the Gemara continues, Ki Pligi, Alibi Rav Huna, that where is the Machlekes bin Negei the Shita of Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Rav Huna, and as we stated previously, certainly Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, just like Rav Huna stated, that even though Edom were Mucheshes, but Zuba v'nei Atzmam Ida v'Zuba v'nei Atzmam Ida, and therefore in our case as well, even though the Edom were Machesh each other, bin Negei the testimony as to Shnei Chazaka, however we would still believe Reuven's Edom, that this field originally belonged to Reuven's family. However, the Gemara continues with Rava, and Rava will state that I could also hold like Rav Huna, and my sheet is not dafka l'fi Rav Chista, as ad kan leikam Rav Huna el edis acheres, that the only time Rav Huna said his din, that zubav v'fnei atzmam ida v'zubav v'fnei atzmam ida, is only because this is regarding a separate edis and has no connection to the first Haggadah, avalo isa edis loi, but certainly even Rav Huna would agree to me in our scenario, since Reuven's edim were huchish by Shimon's edim regarding their testimony as to Reuven using this field for 3 years, and therefore once Reuven's edim were already huchish bin gave this testimony and bin gave this specific kaka, so when they also stated that Reuven's family owned this kaka, they also don't have an amanis and they won't be believed even according to Rav Huna. And Rashbam points out that it's muchach from our Gemara that our Gemara passes like Rav Nachman, therefore in our case we would actually believe Reuven's edim and Reuven's family actually owned this field, and therefore we would give the field to Reuven and we would give the field to the Mar Bar Kama, and as Rashbam states, Vilchus Krav Nachman Shri Nifsekadin Apiv, Kedu Muchach Lakamon, and Nanachtinon, and our Gemara continues, Hoda Isi Sadi Dabosihi, that as we mentioned, that the Gemara Lemaisa passed like Krav Nachman, that Reuven could keep the field, and therefore Shimon went out in order to find Edim, that his father and his family owned his property, and he actually found Edim, and we now have a situation where both Haggadah's Edis of Reuven's Edim and Shimon's Edim were both contradicted, and they were both tray, as we now have Edim that testify that Reuven used the Sada for 3 years, and that his family owned his Kaka, and we also have Edim that Shimon used the Sada for the same 3 years, and he created a Chazaka, and his family owned his Kaka, and therefore both of these Haggadah's Edis are Huchish and contradicted, and as Rashbam states, neither party has more strength than the other. Rashbam, the halacha would be called Olam Gava, like Rav Nachman says later on, and according to Ritva, the halacha would be that since prior to coming to Bezdin, Shimon was using the Sada, and Shimon was muchzik in the Sada, so therefore Shimon would be reinstalled in the Sada and would be able to keep the Sada. And Lemaisa Bezdin already issued a psak b'negei this din. However, the facts change, and therefore Rav Nachman states, that we initially paskin like Reuven, and we allowed Reuven to keep this kaka because he had edus that his father and his family owned his kaka. However, now that Shimon bought competing edim, and the edim testified that his family owned the kaka, therefore we will now take Reuven out of the kaka, and feed the Rashbam, we will put the sada back in the state of Suffolk, and therefore the din will be called Olam Gava. And as Rashbam states, claimantly nachsa kaze, yoisi mizeh, hoyo ve'edus shneim shavo, and Levi Ritva, now that we will remove Reuven from the sada, so automatically it will go back to Shimon, who originally was the muchzik in this kaka, and was in the kaka at the time that they came to the din Torah. And as Rabbeinu Gershom also states, Amar Nachman ananach tinei lahu da isim ekar sadi David avosei v'detlanu nichsei mehai da havin muchzibu. We took it away from Shimon, who was originally muchzik in this kaka, v'vinu lei, and we gave it to Reuven, v'kivin da hoda edah for isi sadi da avosei havoi. And now that Shimon also brought Edom that testified that his family owned this kaka, now salkin laha di avinu lei umhadlul hai, we will now take this kaka away from Reuven, and we will give it back to Shimon. And the Gemara states that even though at this point Bezdin will have to change up psak, however, lezilusa de beidin alei chashinon, the Rav Nachman is not chayish, that it will be an embarrassment for Bezdin. And as Rashbam states, that we're not chayish lezilusa de beidino, shemir lagul habriyas al Bezdin, asher seisunas dinayim v'dam lechucha v'tula, and we're not concerned that people will make fun of Bezdin, and they will say that it's similar to chucha v'tula, as one day they pass like this, and then they come back, and they're chayza, and they reverse their original psak. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rav v'itim Rav Zira. Rav asked the following question, some say it was Rav Zira, and they asked this question to Rav Nachman that just stated that we're not chayish lezilusa de beidina. And lemais we have a brice that states shnayim ma'im meis or shnayim ma'im lemeis. If Reuven goes l'medina siyam and two people come and they testify that Reuven died, and two people then come and testify that Reuven did not die, or shnayim ma'im nisgasha or shnayim ma'im nisgasha, or in a case where Reuven actually died and Reuven didn't have any children, and therefore his wife Rachel would be zakul libum, and two people come and say that prior to Reuven dying, he wrote a get and he gave a get to his wife Rachel, and therefore she's not zakul libum, and two other Edom come and they're machish the original two Edom, and they say that Reuven never gave a get to his wife Rachel, and therefore she's zakul libum. Whereas Rashbam brings another case, inami kagun shadayin bay l'kayim, that it's possible that Reuven is still alive, and they're coming to say that she's no longer an eshes ish, and therefore she could get married. And lemaisa we have conflicting testimony, and the din is harezu loitinase, and as Rashbam states, the uki trei l'hadi trei, then now we have two edim on each side of the coin, the issa b'chesas issa ishis ishkaima, and therefore we have to state that the woman stays in original status, and original status was of an ishis ish, and in the first case where they testified regarding misa, then she could not get married to anyone, as we would consider an ishis ish, and in the case of gerushin, then the first example of Rashbam, then she would be zakul libum, and the second example, she would still be considered an ishis ish, and the Tanakhama holds vim nisei sloitetze. However, if Rachel goes and gets married, then we would not force her to get divorced. And Rashbam points out the eved in lechatchil loy that certainly she has no right to get married. But if she got married, then by the eved we were allowed to stay married. And in the Gemara Maseches Ksubis, the Gemara asks, mechtei trei treinu nu habole abashim talukai, that how could she get married if lemaisa is a suffolk and maybe she's ish, and anyone that has beer with her would be chayv nashim tali. Umishani, and the Gemara answers, amar sheishes kagun shenisa lechameida, that the case is where she got married to one of the edim, and the edim actually testified that her husband died or the husband divorced her, and therefore he has no problem marrying her, and he would not be be chayiv ben ashim toli. And then the Gemara continues and asks that l'chur, how could she get married if l'maisa is still a suffix, as maybe she's an ishish? And the Gemara answers by meres barley shemas bailey, that's talking about a case where she says that I'm clear and I'm certain that my husband died, and therefore if she already got married, then l'teitzei l'maisa. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Nachman Rabbeisi imer teitzei. Rabbi Nachman Rabbeisi argued in Tanan Kamo, and he states that even if Rachel went and got married, that the din is that we would require her to get divorced. And the Brisa continues that Amr Nachman Rabbeisi, Rabbi Nachman Rabbeisi clarified his shita, and he stated imusani imer teitzei, that when did I say that Rachel has to get divorced? Bizman shabo edim ba'achinisis is talking about a case where it was already tray, and therefore it was already suffic, and potentially she was an ishish. She then got married be'issa, and therefore we say that teitzei, that she has to get divorced. Avol nisis ba'achin ba'edim. However, if the first set of edim already testified that Rachel's husband Reuven already died, or Rachel's husband already divorced her, and Bezdin already paskin that Rachel could get married, and Rachel got married al pi Bezdin, and then afterwards another set of edim came and were machish the first set of edim, and now it became a suffic and became tray. So the din would be harezu leitetzei, that since Rachel got married beheta, so Bezdin wouldn't require her to get divorced, as we would be chashin lezilusa de beidina, and therefore it's Shvan Rav Nachman who states that lezilusa de beidina loy chashinon. The Gemara continues that Amalei Rav Nachman responded to Rava or to Rav Zira that no savri lemevet uvda, although originally I wanted to take an action and I wanted to change the status, as although I originally paskin that Reuven could have the sada, but now that Shimon brought edim that were makash Reuven's edim, and they also testified that Shimon's family owned the sada, so I wanted to give it to Shimon, or at least I wanted to say that the din would be called on Mugavar, and I wasn't going to be chayish lezuzusa de beidina. However, hashra the siftan at for isfod Rav Nuna b'Surya, now that you brought me a riot from this brisa, Rav Nuna from Surya also asked me the same question from this brisa and proved to me that we are chayish lezuzusa de beidina lo'evdina ba'uvda. So now I retract and I won't go and take the sada away from Reuven, since we already paskin like Reuven and we gave the sada to Reuven. However, the Gemara continues nafak avad uvda that the maisa of Nachman went out and actually did a maisa and he took the sada away from Reuven and he was nachayish lezuzusa de beidina. And man de chaza and those that saw that Rav Nachman did so sava de usi biyade, they thought that Rav Nachman made a mistake. And as Rashbam states shalei niska mehach brisa leel, that they thought Rav Nachman did not remember the brisa that was asked to him, and that proved that we are achayish lezuzusa de beidina va'oy de amal leavdina ba'ovda. And also he may have forgotten that he already told Rava and he told Rav Zira that he wouldn't take the sada away from Reuven and he wouldn't overturn and retract his original psak. And the Gemara explains v'loyi that that's not correct, as really Rav Nachman remembered the question that Rava and Rav Zira asked him, and he also remembered the question that was asked for him from Rav Nuna b'Surya. And even though they brought a riot from a brisa that we are chayish lezuzusa de beidina, however Rav Nachman still felt that we're not going to be chayish lezuzusa de beidina al mishum de tali bashu rabvi, and that's because he was told his psak that we're not chayish lezuzusa de beidina based on Ashli Rabvi, referring to the great ropes and the great Tanoim, referring to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who all hold that we're not chayish lezuzusa de beidina, as the Gemara will prove from Mishnah Masechta Ksubis, and based on what Rav Ashi would teach us on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and therefore Rav Nachman paskin that we will take the sada away from Reuven, and the din will be called Dalam Gavar, and he didn't have a problem reversing his psak, as he now paskin that we're not chayishin lezuzusa de beidina, and we will stop over here.